The U.S. has long called for a negotiated deal to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that would then lead to Palestinian statehood. But what if that model was reversed? What if a Palestinian state was declared first and the details were negotiated later? NPR's Greg Myrie looks at that option.
When Israel declared statehood in 1948, U.S. President Harry Truman endorsed the move exactly 11 minutes later, making the U.S. the first country to recognize Israel as a nation.
But don't think that decision to recognize Israel is an easy one.
That's Truman speaking about it after leaving the White House.
What I was trying to do was to find a homeland for the Jews and still be just with the Arabs.
There were lots of unanswered questions at the time. Israel didn't have fixed borders. It was facing war with multiple Arab states. And it wasn't clear if the new Jewish state would even survive. Yet Truman used his authority to act unilaterally. Today, there's talk of a similar approach with the Palestinians. Here's Britain's foreign minister, David Cameron, on recognizing a Palestinian state.
That can't come at the start of the process, but it doesn't have to be the very end of the process. It could be something that we consider as this advance to a solution becomes more real. What we need to do is give the Palestinian people a horizon towards a better future, the future of having a state of their own.
Actually, 139 nations already recognize a Palestinian state. At the United Nations, the Palestinians have something called non-member observer status. This gives the Palestinians a seat at the UN, but not much more in practical terms. Notably, no Western power has recognized Palestinian statehood. Ali Jarbawi is a political science professor at Birzeit University in the West Bank. He says recognition would give the Palestinians a big boost.
We need pressure from the United States and the rest of the world.
He says negotiations, which began in the 1990s, have always given Israel the upper hand.
For the past 30 years, the subject of creating a Palestinian state was left solely to Israel. So Israel has a veto power on whether to create a Palestinian state or not.
Jarbawi says upfront recognition would strengthen the Palestinian position at the bargaining table. But Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu says he completely rejects unilateral recognition of a Palestinian state. Michael Oren also opposes such a move. He's a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S.
You have an Israeli population, which right now is dead set against talking about Palestinian statehood.
He says most Israelis would see statehood as a reward for Hamas, which ignited the current war with its October 7th assault on Israel. Oren acknowledges Israel will face pressure to make concessions to the Palestinians when the fighting ends. But he doesn't think U.S. diplomacy, led by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, will reverse longstanding policy that calls for Israelis and Palestinians to negotiate an end to the conflict.
When the Secretary of State Blinken says that Israel wants to talk about a pathway to a Palestinian state, I think Israel should say, okay, we'll talk about a pathway. A pathway can be many things. It's not committing you in any way, and it's keeping the dialogue open.
The current war in Gaza is the bloodiest fighting ever between the two sides, and a negotiated deal right now doesn't appear realistic. The last time the Israelis and Palestinians seemed close to an agreement was the year 2000. Larry Garber is a retired American diplomat who once ran the U.S. aid program, or USAID, in the Palestinian territories. U.S. recognition of a Palestinian state isn't a magic solution, he says, but it could improve the dynamics.
I think the most important part is just the psychological impact that it would have in the Palestinian territories. It's going to give a big boost to those who've been pushing peaceful negotiations with the goal of creating a Palestinian state.
The State Department is looking at possible recognition as part of a broad review of U.S. policies in the Mideast. Right now, there's no sign the U.S. is prepared to take such a step, and all the thorny issues remain. They include the status of Jerusalem, which both sides claim as a capital, and the fate of the 500,000 Jewish settlers in the West Bank. Like others long involved with this issue, Garber says he's realistic.
This isn't something that the U.S. can make happen tomorrow.
But after so many failed efforts, he thinks it's time to try a new approach. Greg Myrie, NPR News.